paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
720 WGN. Howard Tallman's with me, my friend Howard Tallman. Howard, you will be glad to know there's a dog in my studio right now. Engage his phone because Howard's a dog guy, and you'll appreciate the fact that we have a dog in the studio right now.
Great.
You take yours to work, Howard?
I do. You know, interestingly enough, and it's certainly part of the COVID, you know, overall situation, but more and more buildings for sure are being open to bringing your dog, and especially because people made commitments to pets, and rather than turning them back now that they have to go back to work, letting them bring them to work is probably the right choice for a lot of these companies.
Yeah. Marlene, who has been here for years, brings her dog to work because it has challenges. I don't even think that it can actually walk on its own. So she takes care of this animal like you and I would. And it's just lovely to see.
Wow.
And she just wheeled the dog in here. I'm like, there's a dog in the studio. This is a beautiful thing. Howard is general managing partner with G2T3V. He's a longtime supporter of Paws Chicago, along with many other organizations. And on your Inc.com article today, you talk about hiring vets. And at first read, I was like, wait, oh, veterans? No, we're talking about people who have experience.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I thought vets was a much stronger, you know, reference, but the editor changed it to older workers in the in the headline for the article because he thought there would be some confusion. But I have to tell you, over the last 50 years, including at 1871, where we literally had an incubator called the Bunker Labs for veterans, they're some of the best people you could possibly hire.
Yes.
So I don't want to take anything away from that reference. But the general idea was there's a lot of people, let's say 45 to 60, sitting on the sidelines right now because they were part of all these layoffs and things like that. And they are anxious to work. Mature, skilled, experienced in a lot of different ways, including people skills. And honestly, I think they're a better bet than a lot of these kids coming out of college for sure, but even these younger kids who are just looking at their career as one jump after another. And that's the last way, and that's the last kind of person we would hire these days.
Right. But you and I were those people. I mean, we have hired those people in the past because you wanted that energy, but we're at a different place now.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, for sure we did. For sure we had 500 startups, and the lion's share of them was for sure young people. But, you know, I think the next year, I don't know anybody who would tell you they have a crystal ball or even any confidence in what the next year is going to be other than a lot of ugliness. And so a lot of businesses are still going to have to sort of, you know, pull their reins in and go slowly and be conservative. And, you know, this is a time for sort of slow, sure progress rather than leapfrogging and trying to, you know, launch a moonshot or something. And so I just think from a temperament standpoint, you don't want a bunch of people chafing at the bit. You want a bunch of people who take pride in doing a good job, a really careful and professional job. And that comes with age. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
Right. Absolutely. Howard, did you know the CEO of that tech company who died in India? You did?
I didn't. Oh. But that was maybe the craziest story I've ever heard.
Yes.
And to think that it was in front of his audience. I mean, it reminds me, there's a video around from 100 years ago of Steve Ballmer on the stage. You know, it's like the United Center screaming at 10,000 or 20,000 Microsoft employees. And everybody's like, is he going to have a heart attack? I mean, he's so crazy, but he got through it. But this was insane. This was just insane.
Yeah, he's 56 years old. He's the CEO of Vistex. It's a revenue management services company based in Hoffman Estates. His name is Sanjay Shah. And they were, you know, making a big grand entrance in front of 2,000 of their employees. And the idea was for two of them to be lowered from a cage and it collapsed and fell.
Yeah, and I think it was a reference to those crazy WWF cage fights or something. But apparently the thing broke, and you know there were two guys. I mean,
right.
I don't know if the president. I know they said he was critically injured. I don't know whether he's passed away or he's still alive. I hope he's still alive. But
yeah.
What a sad and crazy story that is.
That really is. I couldn't believe it when I saw that pop up. Okay, now to Minding Chicago's Business. Somebody said, they just sent in a text, and they said, Lisa, I'm noticing Brandon Johnson is rarely seen on the news or heard on the radio. You get a spokesperson, you see a photo of him. What's going on with him? He isn't very accessible, and that leads people to suspect that he's not transparent. What's your take on it?
Well, I'd say three things. First of all, we know he's been in the hospital multiple times for these panic attacks, so I imagine he's just
okay. I did not know about this. How do you know about this?
Oh, it's all over. I mean, it's in the CWB. It's in a bunch of different things. I mean, he's been treated medically for anxiety and stuff, and I think it has to do with just the stress of being unprepared for the job and how tough the job is. That's A. B, I think he can't put three intelligent sentences together. It comes out, you know, word salad should be probably the, I don't know, whatever, the dictionary word of the year this year, because you listen to him and it's the same sort of platitudes and cliches and I'm doing it for the people and whatever. And it doesn't ever say anything. So he falls back on Jason Lee or whoever his spokespeople are. But the last thing is, I don't think he has a clear idea of what to say, and he's afraid of these questions. I mean, I think today they reversed the city's position on building these shelters for the migrants entirely and said they weren't going to do it anymore. So, I mean, you talk about flip-flopping around and being sort of, you know, put off and afraid to confront or answer questions. I think there's a lot of that. And then the last thing I would say is this morning Sun Times had a piece on the $95 million, which at the last second they transferred to provide additional migrant assistance. And they told the city council about it, but they didn't give them any ability to approve it or understand it or even know where it came from. And I don't know. I mean, everything I've heard is the city continues to have financial challenges. And to say that there was a spare $95 million that they threw into the migrant thing is also pretty frightening if that's the kind of government we've got right now.
And now Governor Pritzker is questioning his migrant shelter plans. And look, don't be offended that Howard doesn't like the mayor of Chicago. Not a big fan of Lori Lightfoot either. But I did talk to Lori Lightfoot last week. She was on the radio with me, Howard, and I wanted one simple question answered, among other things we talked about. But I said, after you left office, did you hear at all from the governor or the mayor? And she said, no, neither.
Yeah.
Why is it that we can't get people to work together in this city? We have brilliant minds and brilliant people. And I would think as an incoming mayor, you might just have a few questions that she might have answers to.
You know, this is the same, you know, this is the president leaving a letter to the next incoming president. I mean, it's a common thing that you do if you are professional and courteous. But look, Lori was angry all the time. I mean, I don't have any reason to think that anybody would extend themselves because for all they know, she might hang up the phone. I mean, so, you know, it's sad. Brandon, I think, just was of the view that they were going to do every single thing differently, although he did hire this one guy, I guess, and everybody keeps pointing to this one guy that ran emergency services, I guess, for the city, who's an experienced guy. And they say he's like duct taping the city together. But, you know, we can't be relying on one guy, especially if he's not the mayor. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say. And I agree with you that the only way we're going to get anything done. And by the way, this is the greatest sort of misunderstanding that's out there in terms of national politics. The truth is everything that was accomplished by Biden in the last 2 years, the good things, the infrastructure thing and everything else, those have been bipartisan. You know, and for people to say that everything is angry and, you know, at each other's throats in D.C., the truth is that they've accomplished a fair amount of bipartisan things. Now, it cost Kevin McCarthy his job, and there's a bunch of yahoos, you know, who are crazy mega people.
But at least there's hope.
Least there's hope, because the cooperation is what has kept us going. I mean, this, you know, this infrastructure things and some of these other things have been very important for the country, really.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Howard.
Thanks, Lise. Talk soon.
Howard Tolman, he's the general managing partner with G2T3V, and obviously his opinions are his own. Coming up next, Lauren's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.